Beyond our borders, thousands of would-be immigrants are denied entrance to America, some of whom have been striving for years. Only a small number succeed. Why do they come? What can we do to assist their journey to a foreign country? We were fortunate to be able to consult Sarim Dai, an immigrant from Cambodia. He told us about his voyage to America and how his sponsor helped him and his family with their transition. In 1979, Sarim made the two-day journey from a refugee camp in Thailand to Wenatchee, Washington. He and his in-laws, wife, and three children had come to Thailand with the many immigrants from Cambodia, who left due to the reign of the tyrannical Khmer Rouge. The Khmer Rouge was a group of fanatical communists who wanted to establish the most utopian and purest form of communism in the world. Under their reign, Cambodia lost almost 4 million people to war, rebellion, mass murder, and human-generated famine.
The Khmer Rouge took control of Cambodia on April 17, 1975, ending a 5-year civil war that had ravaged the country. They promised to make Cambodia into a communist utopia by forcing a social, cultural, and economic revolution without any Western technology or aid. Unfortunately, the rule of the Khmer Rouge sent the country from bad to worse. They believed that pure communism could only be achieved if everyone was a peasant. They tortured and killed all city dwellers and intellectuals on the charge that they were supporters of capitalism. The remaining peasants were then scattered across the country to perform forced labor. Absurdly high production quotas were set, and many people died of overwork. Sarim left the country for Thailand, escaping from a war in which he encountered danger as a parachuting soldier.
My old experience was, I was in Cambodia. I'm a soldier, a parachute army soldier. One son, he probably, still got wounded, something like that. So kind of pretty tough during the war in Cambodia on that time. It's not easy.
During his stay in Thailand, Sarim enrolled himself on a waiting list to get a sponsor to bring him and his family to the United States.
But the meantime, on that day, have some it's going on that the United Nations to bring all refugees to different countries to helping them. So that I have, big chance for me to put my name on, they bring me to United States. Well, actually from plane, because I have a sponsor, Presbyterian church sponsor, my family, bring my family to United States by plane. Very, very helpful to my family, because we appreciate them. They're helping my family over here and actually give them a good life, actually tell the truth. I'm very happy about that.
For an employer to become a sponsor, he or she must apply to a local labor department. This method of sponsoring can be beneficial because of its indefinite expiration. But due to the masses of paperwork involved, the processing time can take longer than 3 years. If the sponsor is not an employer, he or she must be a closely related family member who has filled out the visa petition for the immigrant and must fill many other criteria, including being at least 18 years old, an American citizen, and having an income that is 25% over the poverty level.
When I came, my sponsor in Kashmir is East Washington down there by Wenatchee. They live down there, so they brought me close by the church. So they rent a house for my family.
In addition, Sarim's sponsor helped him find his first job as a warehouse worker in Wenatchee. For people who do not have close relatives who qualify for sponsorship, the work they do may be the best way to get permanent residence in the United States. Jobs that have had success in the past include import, export, automobile mechanics, tailors, cooks of foreign food, engineering, and other professional level jobs.
Actually, I work at the warehouse, parking food warehouse. So, my sponsor, they looking job for me. They contact the warehouse, parking food warehouse down there and get job for me down there.
Sarim moved from Wenatchee to Seattle because he wanted his children to have a better education. In addition, the pay for jobs in Seattle was much better than that in Wenatchee. He found that people in Seattle were very friendly and hospitable towards him, and he had no trouble with people judging him during the purchase of his house.
Well, actually, no one treat me something because they most time they're helping me a lot. They mostly helping a lot because they know that as the newcomer came to the United States, they don't understand something, you know. Could help me. Even though, for example, like I bought a house, and they do not treating me or they didn't treat me bad at all. Just treat me like, you know, like American people. Same thing.
He then became our school's chief custodian, where he gained a lot of experience in various fields of work. Sarim has many ideas about how he wants his future in Washington State to be. He wants his three children to have very good lives, and he feels that Seattle provides a good environment for that to occur.
The future, kind of, you know, for life, that good life for me, and especially my children. That makes the big, that I hope for my children, you know, good life for them on future. That's the main thing I hope.
Sarim and his family were given the opportunity to leave life in a war-torn part of the world and begin a new life in Washington State. His experience illustrates how profoundly one family's life can be transformed by the sponsorship program.